Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Glasgow, Missouri. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the show where we dive deep into fascinating topics from Wikipedia and explore the web of history, technology, and social change. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're traveling back in time to the 19th century to discuss the Battle of Glasgow, Missouri. Now, you might be asking yourself, why should I, a 21st century listener, care about a battle in Missouri that happened over 150 years ago? Well, this battle is not only a captivating slice of American Civil War history, but also a lens through which we can examine how local conflicts echo larger societal shifts, something that remains remarkably relevant today. So let's set the scene. The year is 1864, smack dab in the middle of the American Civil War. The town of Glasgow, located in central Missouri, had an important strategic position due to its location on the Missouri River. It was also a site for a federal garrison, making it a valuable target for the Confederate forces looking to disrupt Union control in the region. Here's a question to ponder. Do you ever think about how the geographic aspects of a place influence its importance or even alter history? Just imagine a major river today being used as a critical logistics route. It's not so different from how our transit hubs and e-commerce networks operate now. The Battle of Glasgow occurred on October 15, 1864, as part of Confederate General Sterling Price's Missouri Expedition. Price, a former governor of Missouri, was on a mission to reclaim the state for the Confederacy and rally new recruits, all while diverting Union troops from the front lines elsewhere. Quite the ambitious plan, don't you think? It's a classic military strategy. Create a diversion to weaken the opponent's main force. With about 1,500 soldiers under his command, Confederate Brigadier General John B. Clark Jr. engaged with a Union garrison of around 800 men. Notably, the Union forces were led by Colonel Chester Harding Jr. In an attempt to defend the town, Harding's men set up artillery positions and awaited the Confederate assault. Here's where it gets interesting. Clark's forces strategically surrounded the town, using the hills and woods to their advantage for a multi-directional assault, a move reflective of broader Confederate tactics meant to leverage local geography. The Union forces, despite a spirited defense and the advantage of artillery, were eventually overwhelmed by Clark's troops. By mid-afternoon, with no alternative in sight, Colonel Harding called for a truce and surrendered. Now, pause and reflect on this. How do resource constraints force individuals or groups into decisions that may seem drastic or unexpected? In this case, a smaller number of Union troops were worn down, not just through direct confrontation, but also due to the stress of unforeseen tactics and environmental encirclement. The ramifications of the Confederate victory at Glasgow were mixed. They certainly managed to capture valuable supplies, including arms, ammunition, and even some cash. However, despite moments of tactical brilliance, Price's overall expedition didn't generate the strategic momentum or support the Confederacy hoped for. In other words, the victory was significant but not decisive in the grand scheme of the war. Now you might wonder, what did this mean for Glasgow itself and its residents? Like many towns during the Civil War, Glasgow's community faced immediate changes. The lines between combatants and civilians blurred, reflecting a societal shift that occurred across many conflict zones. Questions about loyalty, resource allocation, and post-war integration lingered long after the battle. Sound familiar? We see echoes of these dilemmas in modern societies dealing with internal conflicts or war-torn regions. Consider the concept of loyalty today. Does it tie people to a nation, a cause, or perhaps even technology? That's a rabbit hole worth diving into for future episodes. This brings us to a real-life anecdote that highlights the battle's continued impact. Residents of Glasgow, Missouri, and Civil War enthusiasts across the nation often gather to commemorate the event, using it as a vehicle for education and reflection. It's more than just reliving history. It's about understanding the conditions and decisions that shape our social and moral frameworks. So as we wrap up this episode, I leave you with this thought-provoking question. How do the battles fought in the past, whether on literal battlefields or ideological ones, continue to influence the world we navigate today? What lessons can we draw from them to address contemporary challenges? Thank you for joining me on today's journey through the Battle of Glasgow, Missouri. If you're inspired, why not dive into the full Wikipedia article to explore more about this intriguing moment in history? Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember that history is very much alive in the stories we tell and the choices we make.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of Glasgow, Missouri. Thanks for listening. See you next time.